going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. We are here to help Christian millennials navigate life by pointing them to Jesus. And we are so happy that you decided to tune in to your girls right here, right now. But of course, I cannot do the show solo. I need my sister. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of You Already Know It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, man, we got a lot of great things popping off this show. We had a very eventful week.
Yes, we did.
And we cannot wait to talk to you guys about it. So make sure you guys stick around.
Yes, absolutely. But listen, we cannot continue the show without shouting out this one word. Patreon. Listen, our family that invest in us through Patreon, thank you so much for always giving, always showing up, always supporting your girls. Regardless of how you do, we just simply want to say thank you. Your giving just helps us do all these great things. And we can't wait to share with you, Patreon, and even all of our other listeners out there, all the great things that we have done just this past week. It's been absolutely phenomenal, but it's only possible because of your love and your support. Thank you so much. And if you are not part of our Patreon family, you can go ahead and hit and check out the description below.
Yes, sir. So listen, like we said, we had a lot of great things happening this week. We got a lot of good music we're going to play, and we have a really good conversation that I think a lot of believers can definitely relate to, and it's a point of view that honestly, it was kind of enlightening to me. I never even heard it explained like this before. I think I heard it briefly, but Misa and Kimo talking about it really opened up my eyes, and we're hoping it's going to open up your eyes as well. But in the meantime, here is some more music. Here is Move by Lindy, but it's the remix, y'all, featuring Hovi right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Hey, it's a remix.
Hope I really made it obvious. No, I'm not looking for an audience. I breathe and I endure for the glory of the Lord. Wanna act the way my Jesus act, so you don't question where my heart is at. I live to make him known, for the gospel tells me so. And now I'm obsessed, won't stop bringing my
tryna move a little closer to where my home is. Yeshua left his own crib for the homeless. Oh, I heard your wrist froze, how your soul is. Yeah, my God switched flows like he spoke to the ocean. God, where you been? He done bring into your field. He gon' be your best friend. Yeah, the spirit gave me chills like I caught a fresh wind. Yeah, he feeling what I'm feeling. The word became yeah. I just talk with my Abba, help me walk. Do your honor, watch on drop. From the tower, drop. I meet the spider. I just need to heal on my feet. I'm willing to do what you do.
Everything you do.
y'all, the world's always turning. Good news, bad news, and somebody's mad every time. But here at Eminem Live Radio, we keep it real and we keep it moving. So before you pop off, take a breath and remember, don't be salty. Let's go!
All right, Mia, it's a brand new week. Tell me what's got you salty.
Oh, man. All right, so here's what's got me salty. What's got me salty is I don't know where the perspective of liking people's stories on Instagram got converted or equates to flirting. Because apparently people think this, and I just think it's so absurd, and it doesn't make sense to me. Uh-huh. Unpopular opinion. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Everyone just says, okay, well, if you like me, so-and-so liked my pictures, so they need to follow that up with the DMs, like sliding my DMs, and clearly they like me, or let me go ahead and get my wedding dress together. I'm like, who? Is it the fact that it's the heart? Is it? I don't know. I just think that's so strange because then now I'm overthinking when I like somebody's story. I'm like, dang, do they think I want to marry them? I just like what they, I like the food you posted. I like the story you posted. I like what you're doing today. I like the scripture of the day you posted. It's nothing too serious or too deep for me. I just think sometimes we take social media so serious and so deep. Where even we liking people's stories means that we're flirting. I just think that is a stretch. And now I hear it is now I'm salty because now when people like my story, I'm like, what you on, brother? What's going on? What does that mean? You know, so I don't know who came up with this, but I'm mad that they did because now I'm looking too deep and I'm overanalyzing things.
You know what this whole don't be salty reminds me of? It reminds me of that episode of That's So Raven when the African prince came to her school and offered her a feather, a shell, and like a rose. Yeah. And she was like, okay, what are these interesting, weird gifts? They mean nothing. But they were steps leading up to him proposing to her. And it's funny because like I have a different perspective compared to you because I'm married. So I don't really see the likes meaning something more than just me simply liking your post. Mm-hmm. So because like growing up, when I was single, if you consistently spam somebody with your likes, that meant a little
like
something
if,
different.
If you like pictures from 7 months ago, it's like you scrolling down the feed, you kind of want to see what's up because usually what follows that is then the DM slide.
Right, right. So it is very weird, you know, and I would be salty for something like that because it's kind of like, okay, well, now I'm overanalyzing just simply posting or you liking something that I kind of want for you to like, but I don't want for you to fall into my DM. Like, it's a whole situation. But don't be salty, because that just shows that you got it.
What do you mean by that?
I think it just means to me that, number one, it's great that people are showing your post engagement, number one. And then, hey, if someone does fall into your DMs because they like it, what's up, brother?
I guess, brother. I guess. Okay, Misa, your turn. Let me know what's got you salty.
Oh, Mia, what's got me salty? Let me tell you something that's got me salty. I've been talking to y'all about this for the past, I want to say, about 2 weeks or so. And the day finally came and the moment finally happened. What am I talking about? The first day of school. Not only that, but the first day of pre-K. I have a 4-year-old and she experienced this past week her very first day of school. And when I tell you, like, we had everything just planned out, Mia, you know, my family just can't do anything regular. Plus, my daughter is my parents' first granddaughter. So, of course, they get everything, like all the attention, the whole nine yards. Everyone comes over to my house at 6 o'clock in the morning for breakfast. We've got balloons. We've got streamers. We've got signs. We've got gifts. We got a whole everything, right? We get ready to drop her off, my husband and I, and I was good. I was walking, high-fiving the teachers and the faculty because we could walk her in on the first day of school. And I'm all smiles. We prayed for you. It's going to be a good school year. 2025 is going to be awesome. We are looking forward to today. We go to drop Mason off. Her teacher's assistant shows her where her cubby is, where her desk is, where you put your lunchbox, so on and so forth. She turns around and says, all right, Mason, go ahead and tell your parents bye-bye. And I looked at her like I was offended. Because I said, what you mean tell me bye-bye? I'm staying with y'all. What you mean? I think that's where the delusion kind of set in for me. But I gave Mason a hug. She says, bye, Mommy. Bye, Daddy. She turns away with no difficulty. and walks away from me. The moment I turn my back to walk across the threshold of the door into the hallway, I just burst into tears. And I said, not 30-year-old me standing in the middle of these good people and these parents in their hallway crying like a baby me. I just could not stop the tears from flowing. Yeah. And then the same person that was high-fiving me, high-fiving all of the faculty and staff coming in, I'm like walking down with my head all like bowed down, trying to cover my eyes and everything, because I was so much of a mess to the point where I had to run to my car, sit in it to comfortably unravel. Yeah. I am salty. My baby is growing up. She's growing up.
I mean, that was a tough one. I mean, I think a lot of parents can relate to what it feels like to let your first baby go off to their first, very, very first day of school.
Yeah.
So your salt is valid, but don't be salty just because you truly don't have anything to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Because Mason is so, I personally would like to say intellectual. She's a great reader. She catches on very fast. She has a great memory. So you raised her well. So she's going to be, behavior-wise, she's straight. Like, you know, she's not going to start no fights. She's not going to bite nobody ear off. Pull on a full Mike Tyson, you know? So the only thing you're going to be missing is her presence.
Yeah.
You know, like just having her be around. You know what I'm saying? So don't be salty just because you raised a phenomenal daughter. Oh, Misa's such a phenomenal daughter. Even personality-wise, Mason's so like, you can tell she's hesitant, but like she waves at everybody. She thinks that immediately kisses she sees, they're immediately her friends, and she's going in great spirits too. And she wasn't, like you said, when you were talking about how the first day went, she wasn't clinging to your leg saying, Mommy, no. Like, she was ready to go. So, because it would have been a lot if she didn't want to go.
That's true.
Because you probably would have been ready to take her home.
That's true.
Or tried to suck it up and then, like, you know, tell her, no, you need to be here. So, the good thing is that the first week, the first day is over. And so, now you just have the rest of the school year. It's smooth sailing. So, therefore, kindergarten is easy. First grade is going to be easier. Second grade is going to be even easier. So on and so forth. So
yeah.
You rip the Band-Aid off.
Yep, rip the Band-Aid off. I guess I will not be salty, because it truly is a blessing to have such a great small child that is able to start learning this early.
Yes.
That's absolutely awesome. All right, y'all. That was Don't Be Salty here on Eminem Live Radio. Listen, there's always going to be something in your life that's going to rain on your parade, get you down in the dumps. But listen, while you can be salty, why not just turn things on the other side and just find the silver lining in the clouds. Don't be salty.
Don't be salty, man. In the meantime, let's go ahead and play some music for you. We're still vibing out to Summer 25 playlist by Reach Records. Here's one of my favorites off the playlist. Here's Can't Turn This Off by Roy Young and Not Clyde right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Yo,
stepping this thing 1-2. Wanna get right brand new. Demons stepped on deck 1-2. I said bow. Bow. The king of kings come through, doing it like Sun Tzu. Bucket green light when it go shoot. Yeah, 50 on God, I'm keeping it back. TSA, the spirit in check. Clicks and lights couldn't go the deck. Go give me my brother and sister and singing amen. Breaking the bread, the man in the Satan is dead. Black as a tongue valley magazine, pay for the cross that he bled. Okay, stepping it, no one is done. Now with armor, come for the sun. No fear but damn time, Corinthians 6:18, only time that I run. Part of my drums, bumping and bump bump to the big trumpet blow. This is one audience show. For his glory, till my pride get low. 눈물을 멈추려 구겨진 얼굴 이젠 온전히 stained for the base. Discuss the win for the world, and 바람은 부근전하는 게 main. They say that I'm stained, but this stain for the blood made no more pain in the fake. No sprinkle a little bit of salt in my light, and I'm beacon on top of the crate.
Oh, okay, this ain't what you think. Walking all around with the light and make you blink. I said, oh, oh yeah, this ain't what you think. You can't turn this off, yeah, we bout to make a scene. Yeah, can't turn this off,
No, you can't turn this off, can't turn this off,
Yeah, no, you can't turn this off, can't turn this off,
Hey, no, you can't turn this off.
Wait, what you thought? No, you can't turn this.
I'm on 110, the ink in my pen is gasolina. Baby, I'm going with the wind, I want it up, bet I'm cappuccina. Walking the light that I live, the demon near me, get hit with a beamer. That's the sound of my prayer closet. Put a hit on a reaper. Bumping a speaker. Any a preacher? What did you think? Baby, I'm lit like Cantos and I'm still reaching up. And I live with a king like
5'7".
But can't
10 feet high when I'm sending this word, and it's 6 feet under. When the enemy thought he could step to the Lord,
boo boo boo, I'll get the ESV with me.
Yeah.
Who thought they could stop me from shining?
Yeah.
They hit a base, you kidding me? Kendrick is hard, that's a him and me. Double this, him and me. Glory to four when I'm on my knees. Jesus the remedy, don't need a recipe. Look, I got fire on my side, don't need a light, light when I'm on
higher beams.
God so big, I'm stepping on leprechaun, blue and y'all when I'm on
higher things.
NK, we young and we spot face, took it to 11, we stranger things. Joshua, Jehovah, Jireh, ask him, seek him, he can do anything.
Oh, okay, this ain't what you think. Walking all around with the light and make you blink. I said, oh, oh yeah, this ain't what you think. You can't turn this off, yeah, we bout to make a scene.
Yeah, can't turn this off, yeah, no you can't turn this off, can't turn this off, yeah, no you can't turn this off, can't turn this off, hey, no you can't turn this off. Wait, what you thought? No, you can't turn this off.
Source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. That was Can't Turn This Off. When I tell you something, okay? Reach Records Summer 2025 playlist has been so consistent this year. I love the difference. I love everything new that they have breathed into this record. Kudos to everybody. But that song right there, it truly lives up to its name because I cannot turn it off. And honestly, every time I hear it and it come across my playlist in the car, I let it play again. It's just that good.
It's such a good playlist.
I want to shout out to everybody really quick, Mia. We're on YouTube Live.
Yes.
Everybody that's tuned into YouTube Live, thank you so much for just always loving on us, peeping in here, seeing what's going on, commenting in the chat, all that good stuff.
But specifically, shout out to our Patreon community.
For sure.
Because listen, when I tell you they have invested in us, they just showed that they cared by commenting, subscribing, being a part of this community, and we are so appreciative. So shout out to everyone a part of Patreon who's rocking with you girls. Make sure you guys are also following us on Instagram and TikTok. Instagram at MM Live Radio and TikTok at MM Live Radio Pod. Make sure y'all follow us. Listen, okay, so we got to update y'all on how our week went.
Woo.
Was there anything further you want to go into about Mason being going to school? That was also a big thing that happened this week.
No, because if I keep on talking about it, I'm going to start crying.
Okay, so we got to dive into the things that we went to this week. Y'all, we had the amazing opportunity of going to Women Evolve.
Yes.
And if you're not familiar with Women Evolve, Sarah Jakes Roberts, that is her women's conference. And usually it takes place in Dallas or just in the Texas area. But this year it came to Atlanta. And shout out to Eris Grant, who is the curator and founder of Black Church Talk. That's on, is it on TikTok as well? Black Church Talk is on TikTok and it's on Instagram. And we met Eris at Dove Awards last year. We just had a great conversation. Her and her husband were really cool. And because she wasn't able to come down here, because I know she's up north, she allowed us to come and be able to go in to Women Evolve and capture some content on behalf of the platform and for ourselves as well. And this was our first Women Evolve conference.
Very first time being invited to cover press for Women Evolve conference. It's powered by Sarah Jakes Roberts. It's her heartbeat and her conference. And when I tell you, oh man,
y'all,
it's one thing to see Beyonce in concert, but have you ever heard Sarah Jakes Roberts speak live?
Like, what?
Power. Nothing but power in the room, on the stage. And when I tell you, just like even from the worship, from the video elements to the volunteers that are helping pass out different things and help you find your seat, everybody just was like your homegirl. Everybody was your friend. Everybody was just there, willing to help, willing to love on the next woman that was there. I never had an interaction with any of the ladies, regardless of who they were or what their role was that night. I had not come in contact with an ill behaving woman.
No, yeah.
That night. It's like everybody came expecting for God to move. Everybody were believers. It's kind of like we all showed up as sisterly cousins.
Yeah.
And we're just there just wanting to receive something that night.
It was also, to me, I just love being in the room. I love being Black. I love Black women. And I just loved that we were in an arena full of beautiful Black women, wanting to have the word of God, worshiping together, being encouraged together,
crying together,
crying together. It was something about that that just personally just warmed my heart. And we had the opportunity to also do some street interviews and interview some of the conference goers. And we also had the opportunity of interviewing some people as well. Did we interview anybody day one or yes? Sir, did we interview anybody?
Not any on the influencers.
That's what we
list.
Did, just the street interviews.
Yeah, just street interviews. And honestly, I feel like that was really cool because, you know, a lot of times we get the opportunity of being on red carpets and, you know, talking to somebody that's releasing a book. But it was really cool just to talk to people, women, who were just coming to attend.
And for me, it really got me out of my comfort zone because, y'all, shout out to all the introverts in the world. My people, my folk, my kin. Listen, when we had to pull random people that we did not know, now y'all know an introvert, you just, that instantly makes your heart drop when you hear things like that. But it's good to do things like that sometimes only because it gets you, because I think sometimes even you can have a fear of rejection. And once you just kind of start doing it, or even if you do get that no, it's kind of out of the way. And now you can kind of like keep going and you're kind of on a roll. So y'all will be proud of me because I did it. I did it. I walked away from me seeing chemo because I can do this myself. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit, activate. I'm going to need you to help guide me. And we're able to get some really good content.
Yeah, I am very proud of you, Mia. Also, shout out to the extroverts, okay? Because I really feel like I identify as an ambivert. But one thing I will say is this. I did have Kimo, who is truly an extrovert. He was operating the camera and doing sound and everything. And as for me, being a person that can, you know, fluctuate in being introverted and extroverted, there were moments where I was like, okay, Misa, just turn on your personality, turn on your authentic self, be yourself, and just ask the question, hey, do you mind being on camera? Because, of course, a lot of ladies have been crying, you know, from sitting in the auditorium and listening to the message and it penetrating their hearts. So I did expect for some ladies to be like, no, not right now. My lashes fell off. Like literally my makeup is dry. My face has just been just washed out from crying all night. But oddly enough, I didn't get any ladies that said no.
Yeah, me neither.
All the ladies were willing.
Even if they were kind of like hesitant, I kind of talked them into it and they wanted to. So it was really, I was happy that everyone there was just in good spirits.
They were.
I would say the second day was very interesting. The second day did not go as we planned. In the best way, though, Misa wasn't able to come because, of course, she had to be home with Mason and Mercy. But we had Kimo and I were requested to go back to Women Evolve to get more content because there were a lot of influencers that were going to be in the building. And back to the introvert conversation. Y'all, when Misa couldn't come, I was like, oh, Lord, you mean to tell me it's me, Lord, just me? So I was a little in my head, but it actually turned out to be better than what I thought. When I tell y'all, here's one thing y'all need to know about Misa and I and Kimo as well. God just has a way of just raining so much favor on us to a lot of the events we go to.
Speak on it.
We can't explain it. We're not going to fight it because we have a way of doors being open and just favor being on us and meeting people who are in the position to get us to certain things. And we just have favor with them. We met Ashley. Shout out to her. She was over all of media and all of PR for the whole conference. So Kimo and I, we go in, y'all, and we are running all around State Farm Arena because we, at first, they wouldn't let us in because our passes weren't right. And then the second one, we were trying to find the daggone press room. And then the press room apparently had legs and moved around. So we had to find that. We finally go to the press room. The main person we were trying to talk to or get an interview from, she came and she left. And then so when we found, so Ashley, she saw us and was like, you guys couldn't find the press room? Take my number down. Next time I can escort you myself. You can just call me. And we were just kind of like, oh my gosh, like absolutely. She said, Jasmine, can you escort them to the press room, to the content area? where some of the other influencers are going to be. And then we had an escort. Shout out to my girl Jasmine, who held us down. Shout out to Jasmine, because she definitely came through. Because as we were walking to the content area, apparently Jasmine sees B. Simone. I didn't see her because we were moving so fast. And she said, "Ayo, B, can you mind doing an interview with them?" And B was like, "Oh, yeah, sure." And I was surprised by that, because, you know, sometimes when you're caught off guard, because I think B was just going as just a conference goer. She wasn't going as like as a speaker or anything like that. So usually like when you're like dressed down and you don't want to really be on camera, but she was so willing, y'all, so sweet. And it was really great talking to B. And so we were able to get a quick interview with her. We were able to keep walking. And y'all, let me tell y'all something. So we went to go get interviews, but some people weren't there. However, we had one person who was on our radar that was left, and that was Jackie Ina. And if you're not familiar with Jackie Ina, if you could think of the influencer for makeup, luxury, lifestyle,
yes,
for black women, it's Jackie Ina. It is Jackie, okay? Those who know. And she was a surprise guest at Women Evolve, and we found out that day that she was going to be there. And I've been following Jackie for a minute. For the reason why I know how to do makeup today is because of Jackie Ina. Mm. Okay? Anything that, any makeup trend, anything like that, I say, okay, what Jackie doing? If Jackie give me the green light, if I see how Jackie does it, I can do it. And knowing that she was there, I was really excited. And so we saw her on the main stage, and she came to the content area. And at first, it was rumored that she was just going to do pictures and no interviews, or we were going to do a press style. We were all in, or she wasn't going to come at all. Mm. So we're all just sitting there waiting. She finally comes up, y'all, beautiful. Like, literally,
what does
she smell
like? Because I know that she has a perfume line.
She smells like all of her fragrances in one. Like, when I tell you, like, the trail, the fragrance trail, even as you leave, as you walk by, as she flips her hair, you smell it. Smells phenomenal. And one thing that's very important, she's so kind. Mm. She's so sweet. And I love that, because it's, everyone knows it's a huge letdown when you meet somebody and their personality is thumbs down. So as we were meeting her, I got the long story short, we're able to interview her. I was able to sit down and interview her, and she was so kind. We weren't able to go as deep in depth in the interview. Only got to ask one question, but she was so sweet. And after that, we were able to do some more street interviews with Reagan. Shout out to her. And we got the content we needed. And Women Evolve, that was a wrap for us as far as Women Evolve 2025.
It truly was one for the books. I was so proud of the team because of how well they pivoted. It started raining in Atlanta. And I mean, if you're anything like me, if I'm going anywhere and depending on how hard it's raining, I just might not come after all. But I knew that we were going to fulfill a duty. I knew that we were invited out, and we wanted to make sure that we got great content that we were able to deliver. And I'm glad that we were able to do so, because of course there were moments where like the enemy was like, "You ain't gotta go. You don't have to do this. Y'all are doing a little too much. You got enough. That's fine. Don't worry about it." However, in that moment, I really did feel like, you know, God had to remind us that this year has to be different for Eminem Live Radio. This year is going to be different. I'm just being completely transparent with y'all. This year has to be different as far as generating money and income
and
through the radio show.
Taking opportunities,
doing things you don't really want to do. Like, I mean, there's so many different things that we had been sitting on, and we have allowed for procrastination to kind of set in. And this year, I don't know what it was about year 2025, but there was something in all of our spirit that was like, no, this, we can't keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. We have got to kick something into second gear, even with the studio. With the studio, we decided to move forward on some things that we have been sitting and waiting and being patient and I'm not quite sure, and should we and should we not, to the point where we decided to move, just take the next step. And God has been ordering our steps ever since. And I know we'll go more into details that way. But listen, man.
Let's get into some music.
Let's do that.
Let's do that. Real quick, Patreon shout out. Shout out to Graciousness from the UK. This song's for you, Graciousness. Bless you. And it's 3 a.m. where you're listening at. And we appreciate you. Graciousness is listening live from the UK at 3 a.m. We appreciate you, my friend. Here is Bless You by Lecrae featuring Tori Deshawn right here on Party Mode.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Bless you, love. I'm blessed, I know it. Could've went left, I know it. I saw my brother, he landed lifeless. Only got know where he going. Life is a gamble, I'm learning to dice it. You gon' get caught up however you slice it. Talk to the Lord and he told me that it's alright. I still walk in the dark, I'm a risk taker. See my brother go down over big faces. Lawyers hitting my phone over big cases. Gave my life to the dark, I was nocturnal. Mama said change, I was not turning. So full of trauma, it's not funny. It's some things that I done, I cannot stomach. It's alright.
Yeah, it's not accidental. Texas to Chi-Town, I hopped in that rental. Old Black to K-Town, I rode instrumentals. I'm walking through blocks while they clutching they pistols. Me and my lady was ducking in Memphis. Shoot out some murders, we pray through the trenches. They think I do this to sell my little tickets. They wasn't around when we went on the missions. Walking through prisons, I give them life even after the sentence. I don't want money, just pay me attention. Already love, what's a like or a mention? I don't play games, I just play my position. Been in San Quentin, I walked the yard out in Sterling by Denver. Filled with the spirit, I'm praying with killers. I told them I know about a God who forgive them. I got the joy of the Lord in my system. I lost my cousin, but still got his memories. They took his life, but they can't take his spirit. I've been through too much to be worried about a critic. I know he love me in spite of my sinning. I'm not independent, I'm leaning on wisdom. I need intervention, I'm pleading the fifth. Cause these demons be snitching like Jesus ain't with me. My brother, he landed lifeless. Only got know where he going. Life is a gamble, I'm learning to dice it. You gon' get caught up however you slice it. Talk to the Lord and he told me that it's alright. I still walk in the dark, I'm a risk taker. See my brother go down over big faces. Lawyers hitting my phone over big cases. Gave my life to the dark, I was nocturnal. Mama said change, I was not turning. So full of trauma, it's not funny. It's some things that I done, I cannot stomach.
It's alright. It's some things that I did that the devil said, boobie, you cannot come back from it. I'm supposed to be feeling the hurt, that's what I deserve. Instead, he came back for me. Yeah, my mama, she kept us in church, but it was too easy to end up with crack money. So I started to empty my Apple computer to rap while my cousin was Mac dumping. Got it jumping like you seen a rat running through the crib. He paid for my sin and was paying the bills. I wasn't signing no label when I kept on asking God to make me a deal. Can't be big-headed, the king gave his life for a price that I couldn't afford, you hear me? Come to my church on a Sunday, I'm setting up chairs and wrapping up chords, you hear me? Keep me in your presence, don't let this fame get me in. I bought her my heart of a martyr. I want a dove on my brother, but it won't compare to me dipping little bro in that water.
Keep me in a safe place. Leave me when I feel far away.
My name is Misa,
yeah, my name is
also known as Eminem, and we are going, as always, here in the studio. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
That was Bless You by Lecrae featuring Tory Deshawn. Listen, reconstruction season is on the way. Listen, let us know if you guys are excited about Cray's 10th studio album.
Ooh.
10 is crazy. 10 studio album. He was on the Breakfast Club, what, earlier this week?
Mm-hmm.
And Charlamagne the God said that this was album of the year.
That was from Charlamagne the God?
I'm not going to lie, that's a big deal. To be completely honest with you, say what you want about Cray, but that man has pushed a lot of boundaries and is able to be in a lot of mainstream spaces. And because of that, that's why a lot of artists today are able to be on things like On the Radar, a lot of other opportunities and things like that. So say what you want about Cray, but he's a trailblazer.
Wow. That is something I did not know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, like Mia said, that was Bless You by Lecrae featuring Tory Deshawn. Listen, we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about this topic that we want to bring to Eminem Live Radio's airwaves. Please make sure you are sounding off about, like, you know, overthinking. And, you know, it's so easy for us millennials to overthink our future because, you know, we have the older generations, our parents, our grandparents telling us what they experience growing up in their time when houses were worth 2 shillings and a couple sheep, you know? Well,
granny, I was driving with our granny the other day. She was like, I wish I could go back and get an apartment for $250. I said, $250?
But now we overthink and we're trying to process what our budget is so that maybe this is the right apartment. Maybe this is not the right community to live in. Maybe this is not a good school to put my kids in. We overanalyze and we overthink so, so much that it becomes crippling to us. But we came across this one TikTok, and it just sparked so much conversation within the team of Eminem Live Radio. And we want to share a little clip it and snippet of what that person said.
A lot of you are not where you want to be emotionally, spiritually, professionally, relationally, because you do not want to operate in the spirit of maturity. So stop over-spiritualizing something that God has empowered you to do on your own, and to allow him to meet you where your faith begins to take you. Allow him to order your steps. But if you're not going to take a step, there's nothing for him to order.
Man, I thought it was so interesting. And I love the fact that she mentioned so many different things about this topic of overanalyzing. So the original clip, that was only a little snippet of it. But the original clip, she was more so talking from the standpoint of relationships. And relationships that she sees happening in Atlanta, and why there's so many single people. But she also talked about how a lot of those people that have difficulty with relationships in Atlanta, she feels like those instances are taking place with those people because folks tend to over-spiritualize relationships. And I thought about that, and I'm like, okay, well, I could see that. But I also can see that believers, millennial believers, also over-spiritualize a lot of stuff that happened in our world. Like, they over-spiritualize that next job. They over-spiritualize that relationship, you know, with it not being romantic. They over-spiritualize buying that house or having that baby. And I want to just kind of talk about that, because when it comes to our future, it's so easy to do that. You know, what is your relationship with your future, and do you overthink? Do you overanalyze? Like, what happens with you?
No, I'm definitely a recovering overthinker, for sure. I think I sympathize with this topic, or people who do that, because, and anyone let me know if you do this as well. The thought of making a move that God does not approve of is scary.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when you, the thought of doing anything that God's hand's not on you, that's not his will, his way, you don't want to do. And it's scary because, one, you want to make a step, but you're just thinking, okay, is God cool with this? Will he not approve? Am I going out of my own self-efforts? Am I doing this on my own motives opposed to what he wants? But then you think, if I do step, do I fail? Like, you know, will his hand be completely off of me? But then also, you don't want to be in fear. So there's so many different moving parts of that that I can sympathize with personally.
Yeah, I could see that. I think that the point that the young lady was making, that I love that she said towards the end, is she said, you have to still keep moving in faith. Faith stagnant there's no point in having it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if you keep on moving in faith, God is able to order your steps. You know, what is that scripture? A man makes his plans, but
Proverbs
God orders your steps. Like, that's the thing that we have to kind of like take hold to. But I was even thinking about certain things in our lives, like practically, Mia, I want to be able to help our audience, help our friends that might be having analysis paralysis, where you overanalyze something so much to the point where you're like frozen and you're paralyzed to the point where you can't even make a decision because you're so much and you're so deep into the process of overthinking. How can we help the people? Like, for example, I really believe, and I had this conversation with Kimo on the way here to the studio. We were talking specifically about relationships, mm-hmm. and why there are so many men who are afraid to make that next step, or wanting to be married but haven't taken that step because they're just trying to, you know, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I'm just waiting on the Lord. Over-spiritualizing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like because God has already made the end from the beginning and he knows the end from the beginning, bro, all you need to do, if you know that this is the woman that you want to be with, propose. Mm. The next step is proposal. Why? Because you know that this is your person. Just because you propose doesn't mean you're going to get married the next day. You could have a year-long engagement or a year-and-a-half engagement. But because you know that you want to get married to this person, get the ring, that's the next step. Mm-hmm. and get down on one knee and propose? You know, why not make a decision to reverse engineer the plan and the process? Because, you know, from where you are right now, you currently being unmarried, but the goal is to get married, your next step is proposing. Why not take that next step? Because God is going to order the next step and get you to the next step. You already have what you need.
Yeah. I think you said something earlier that really sparked me to say this. I think a lot of times we forget that faith is also a noun, something you have, but faith is also a verb. So you having to do things in faith. I don't know if other people have heard things like faith acts, where you'll do something before you even get the okay, but you just do it in just knowing that, having faith and just remembering that whatever you're praying for, asking for, a clarity for, a direction, decision, is on the other side regardless of what it is, you know?
Sure.
So even doing things in faith, just moving. I think sometimes faith sows the seed to us getting an answer, if that makes sense. I don't know. There was something I wanted to read when it comes to faith. It was about Abraham, and it's Hebrews 11:8. I'm going to read it in the NIV. It says, "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going." So the point is just that Abraham didn't wait on all the details. He moved in faith. And we talk about that a lot when we were talking to those FCA kids, when it said, when God was like, oh, perfect example. When God was talking to Abraham and said, I'm gonna make you a man of many nations, gave him this phenomenal promise. Look at the stars. I'm gonna give you all these things. But to a land that I won't show you. And here it is. It says Abraham left. It didn't even say where that man went to, but he just knew that God was, he knew that the end, God showed him the end. And I think what it is honestly, at the end of the day, it could really be a trust issue, because we want God to show us the specifics. I know I have a bad habit of doing that.
Yes.
We want, when you say God ordered your steps, sometimes I think of like a menu, like God ordered, like he already knows exactly what he wants. And we're like, okay, well, what you get? And he's like, oh, I mean, it's ordered. So what does it matter? He said, but what you get, you got like the pizza, you feeling wings. Like, what'd you order? Well, I mean, it's on the way. So, you know, we going to eat. What does it matter? You don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm God and I know what you like. But we want to know the specifics of what step. Do I go to this college? Do I marry this person? Do I date this person? Okay, well, with college, what if it's just you filling out the application? Because, you know, you got to go to college.
That's the first step.
When it comes to, is this the right person? Okay, well, what if you just start going outside more and dating and talking to people?
Look available.
When it comes to houses, what if you go ahead and go house hunting? You at least know you're going to get a house, but I don't know. God's got to show me. Well, you got to go look for the house, my brother.
Yeah.
The first, I think the first step is an act of faith.
Yeah.
How do we know? Sometimes I think a lot of the times we forget that God holds our future. That he, like, I think you said this earlier, that he already knows.
Yeah.
But because we don't know, we forget that he, oh man, I'm about to cook. There's a scripture that completely changed my mindset of like God's ways of doing things. Of course, you know the scripture, Isaiah 55:8. For God's ways
are higher than your ways.
Are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Mm-hmm. Bro, thoughts in the Hebrew translates as plans and purpose. Mm. I think if you keep going down, his thoughts, what was the first one I did? Was thoughts. Ways. Ways translates as journey, path, road, direction. So even coming to terms with the fact that if God knows my future, but also his ways are not my ways. So his path and his direction, his journey is not my journey, isn't mine. I think even it can be a control issue. Have you ever had problems with like control?
Absolutely. Just this past week with my baby going to pre-K, you know,
But your first step was you walking her in the building.
Honestly, my absolute first step was praying. I was like, God, I can't get through this without you. And I think also a lot of the times when we feel like we're anxious and we're overthinking some things, we have not consulted the one that has already made the master plan. And we don't talk to the master, you know? So a lot of times when we feel nervous and we have the analysis paralysis, we keep on walking in these circles or we're so frozen to the point where we don't want to make the wrong decision. What's your relationship with God like? Are you consulting him on a daily basis? Are you praying to him when you're anxious? Are you praying to him when you have stress in your life, when you're not certain of that first step? Because when you do have that relationship with God, when you do have that consistent when you have that consistent prayer, when you have that consistent communion with him on a daily basis, he's going to give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. And you'll be able to rest knowing that in this step, I'm not quite sure of where I'm going, but I know who's going to go with me.
And a lot of the times it's we have to really believe either God is God or he's not.
Right. Right.
And either if he's God, then that means we can trust him. If he's God, then we can believe that he would never leave us. Even if we make the wrong step. Oh, even if we make the wrong step, goodness and mercy follow us.
Good father, man.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's either he's God or he's not. So regardless of whatever step we make, he is there. He is with us. And because we have the Holy Spirit, he will direct our path. So even if, we'll step back just a little bit. Okay, we'll talk to them, but don't tell them too much. Okay, we'll apply to this job, but stay under the radar. Or talk to that boss, get close to the boss. Even though he may seem too superior, get to know him. He's actually very friendly. You know, just trusting his ways.
That's good.
I think that's all what it comes down to. Listen, let us know on Instagram and Twitter. On Patreon also for our Patreon supporters. What do you guys think about overthinking your future? This analysis paralysis that we tend to have. In the meantime, while we're thinking, let's go ahead and get into some revival with KB and No Big Deal right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Moses, don't go anywhere.
I had to trade in my King James. I feel like Ohio. We made a soundtrack for the real ones who love the Messiah. If you need proof, just tell them go click the link in my bio.
Click on it.
Bring out your Bible, hop in the pit, then start a revival.
Start a revival.
Bring out your Bible, hop in the pit, then start a revival.
Hop in the pit.
Bring out your Bible, hop in the pit, then start a revival.
Bring out your Bible.
Bring out your Bible, hop in the pit, then start a revival.
Start a revival.
All of my brothers, we pour in the spirit. I'm not an elite. Sword of the spirit ain't holding no choppers. We not in an elite.
I'm not an elite.
All of my sinners as far as the west and as far as the east.
As far as the east.
Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, whatever you please.
If I break a bone, I go to the doc. I'm breaking my soul, I go to my God.
I go to my God.
If I have a question, then we finna wrestle. I don't mean a rock. I got a brown commander in chief, and I don't mean Barack. I walked on the water and fell in the sea, so I'm dripping a lot.
A whole lot of water.
Life gon' life, the church gon' pray. The king gon' come, the world gon' praise. Life gon' life, the church gon' pray. The king gon' come, the world gon'
praise. You can't be involved, we don't send no threats. I am the threat. Do you believe in God? Run him up to the cross, I'm breathing hard. KB don't need your nods. Giving him Jesus, dog. On the web, I'm Peter Park. He could be them all at Neiman Market. The Mac Store, boy, I'm only speaking genius bars. Itching for my soul. Let me meet him, dog. Tour bus look like the Greyhound. When you see me, you gon' see the dog.
Start a revival, I'm breaking the cycle and making disciples. We body the idols, just pray for the rivals. I'm holding the title like calling me KD, the Second Amendment. I am a weapon whenever I'm speed. Got an MBA and standing on business. All of my fans can't really go live this. HGA to the finish that sentence. Buddy, we different. Buddy, we're woo.
Enemy think he baby Moses. He in denial.
He in a what?
I had to trade in my King James.
I feel like Ohio.
We made a soundtrack for the real ones who love the Messiah.
Love the Messiah.
If you need proof, just tell them go click the link in my bio.
Click on it.
Bring out your Bible. Hop in the pit, then start a revival.
Start a revival.
Bring out your Bible. Hop in the pit, then start a revival.
Baby, I got him.
Bring out your Bible. Hop in the pit, then start a revival.
Okay, hey, I'm running to God. I cannot look back. I ain't watching my sodium. Okay, whole lot of Paul. I do not mean Logan. I'm in Thessalonians.
Okay, I want to be holy. Offend no opinion. Ain't here for controlling them.
Okay,
look to the cross. He must have went Kyrie. Death wasn't holding them. Okay,
indeed of the second to last. L, that's something I couldn't imagine.
Okay,
we saved through faith. It's given my grace. So quit all that boasting and brag.
Stop that, okay? You will wear all your ops at, okay? This is for you, TikTok that, okay? Go and lock that away. Go and walk that away. It'll not go away. My
life gone life. The church gon' pray. The king gon' come. The world gon' praise. Life gon' life. The church gon' pray. The king gon' come. The world gon' praise.
Enemy think he baby Moses. He in denial.
He in the what?
I had to trade in my King James. I feel like Ohio.
I feel like Ohio.
We made a soundtrack for the real ones who love the Messiah.
Love the Messiah.
If you need proof, just tell them go click the link in my bio.
Click on it.
Bring out your Bible. Hop in the pit, then start a revival.
Start a revival.
Bring out your Bible.
Yes, sir. We are starting a revival back here on Eminem Live Radio. Listen, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on this episode. But before we leave you, we want to give you 60 seconds of encouragement, motivation, and positivity with what we like to call our 1 minute inspirations. And my girl Mia has got you covered.
So naturally, as humans, we go off of our first instincts. We go off of our first minds, our first impressions, and we usually believe that we're right about a person or situation based on our personal opinion that we formed. Isn't it funny how we create our own narrative for a story that we have absolutely no idea about? So I've come to this realization that when it comes to certain situations like that, I come to the conclusion that you just truly never know. The girl who you think is vain is actually struggling with her self-confidence. The guy who cut you off in traffic who you thought was being rude, he is actually rushing to the hospital because he just lost a loved one. The person who you think is a kiss-up is struggling with validation. You never know what someone is going through. You never know how someone views themselves. You just never know the full story. Everyone struggles with their own personal battles, y'all. This is why it's important to show each other patience, show each other grace, and give each other some benefit of the doubt. So have a little mercy, because it can go a long way and can shine a light in someone else's dark place.
Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the first time or you don't miss a single show, we're glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of the show you're listening to on any of your social media platforms and listen, tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Absolutely, y'all. Absolutely. Now also, listen, tune in to MM Live Radio next week because like always, we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place, but of course, we got to give credit where it's due.
Eminem Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by Kate into the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Miss Sutton.
And executive producer Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, but your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like the mirror.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up, because none is an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.